Good day. You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. Coronavirus numbers continue to decline in Switzerland, with vaccination rates increasing by the day. 194 new coronavirus cases were confirmed for Thursday, June 17th, and 7 people died. However, 3 of those deaths occurred between March and May, but the reporting was delayed until yesterday. There were no new hospitalizations. To date, just over 6.6 million doses of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines have been administered, with 2.3 million people who are now fully vaccinated in Switzerland. The vaccine certificate program is taking off, with over 231,000 certificates issued just yesterday to fully vaccinated people. A total of 1.1 million certificates have been issued to fully vaccinated Swiss residents. According to the federal government website, the COVID certificate provides documentary evidence that someone has had a COVID-19 vaccination, has had and recovered from the disease, or has tested negative. The effective reproductive number of the COVID-19 virus in Switzerland stands at 0.64%. The Swiss federal government website states, "The effective reproductive number indicates how many people an infected person infects, on average under the current conditions. If the number is less than 1, there will be fewer new infections. If the number is greater than 1, the virus is spreading more intensely. In order to curb the spread of the virus, the reproductive number must be less than 1. In the last 7 days, the total confirmed cases have declined by 34%. According to a Swanzig Minuten survey, every third Swiss person under 35 years old does not want to receive the COVID-19 vaccine. This is partly attributed to the BAG, which stands for Bundesamt für Gesundheit, or Federal Office of Public Health, only targeting the elderly in the federal vaccination campaign. Aside from excluding the younger generation from the marketing campaign, what are the other reasons why young people are hesitant? One is mistrust. Some young people have read propaganda material online and on social media, which has cast doubt about the vaccine. Others believe that they would be fine if they got infected, and it's only old people who need the vaccination. Experts worry that the younger generations are misinformed, and that the longer the virus spreads, the more likely the rate of mutations will increase, making it harder to combat the virus. In addition, there are people who cannot be vaccinated for underlying health reasons, and a fully vaccinated public protects them from severe illness or death. According to health psychologist Michelle Bowley, there needs to be much better education about vaccination among young people, she says. Bowley believes that the low desire in young people to get vaccinated is social media misinformation. She states, quote, "In chats on WhatsApp or Telegram, incorrect information about the vaccination is often spread. This particularly unsettles younger people, who are less often affected by severe COVID courses. Above all, they perceive the vaccination as a risk that is primarily required of them in terms of solidarity with the elderly," end quote. A recent New York Times article explains that 1 in 4 people who have been infected with COVID-19 suffer from long-term or long-haul chronic symptoms. Even those who were asymptomatic or who had a mild case of the virus. This 1 in 4 percentage includes those under 35. Experts argue that this is yet another reason to encourage young people to receive the vaccine. The National Council of Switzerland voted to study the effects of what is called long COVID. The motion was adopted to this effect by 126 to 51 votes, asking that scientists have the funds to perform the research. Jörg Mader, representative from Canton Zurich, in favor of the long COVID study, stated, "Most patients who contract COVID-19 make a full recovery, but this is not the case for all. We must give a clear signal that more can be done for these cases of long COVID. The sick should not feel alone." The ultra-conservative SVP party opposed the motion, believing it to be pointless. Despite a positive trend in COVID cases in Switzerland, the risk of a setback is not to be ruled out. The Delta variant continues to spread in the UK, and German health officials are concerned that by autumn, the variant will be dominant there. The mutation has been found in 90 cases so far in Switzerland. The variant is currently believed to be twice as contagious as other strains of the virus and is likely to cause more severe infection. 5 years to deploy 5G. The National Council on Thursday voted in favor of a motion from the PLR party, also referred to as the FDP party or Liberals, requesting that 5G be deployed in Switzerland in the next 5 years. Liberal Party member Christian Wasserfallen from Canton Bern, in support of the motion, stated, quote, "The coronavirus crisis has shown how necessary it is to have a high-quality telecommunications network, both at the professional and private level," end quote. The Zurich Green Party representative, Mariana Schlatter, disagreed. Quote, "There is no urgent need to develop 5G. The effects of radiation on humans and the environment are being studied. Current data is still too weak to conclude that the technology is safe," end quote. The motion for 5G deployment passed 135-51. Lausanne à Table organized a car hackathon in the city of Lausanne, where one can buy a pass and taste 10 different Carac pastries from 10 different bakeries in the city. The Caracathon ends in a vote by the participants for best Carac. What is a Carac? It's a Swiss-French tartlette with a classic tart crust, rich chocolate filling, and a bright green sweet layer on top. If you enjoy chocolate, you should head to a bakery and try one for yourself. Delicious. And for our last story, the European Football Championship is in its third week. Switzerland is set to play Turkey on Sunday, June 20th at 5 p.m. in Azerbaijan. So far, Switzerland has played 20 games. They've had 9 wins, 5 draws, and 6 losses. In the previous 5 matches, Switzerland beat Finland, the U.S., and Liechtenstein, had a draw with Wales, and lost to Italy on Wednesday. Thanks for listening to Swiss News in English. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and sign up to receive our newsletter on our website, swissnewsinenglish.com. Until next time, auf Wiedersehen, arrivederci, a bientôt.